Right now, joined by AGWSR Superintendent Ben Petty, going to be talking about action they took earlier this month at the AGWSR School Board meeting as it relates to a move out of the North Iowa Cedar League. And right now, Mr. Petty, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to visit with you, Mitch.
So, Ben, can you talk about what kind of led up to this? Because we also had another area school here a couple months ago make a move to the Iowa Star Conference. Kind of talk about how this kind of led up for AGWSR to leave the NICL and make that move to the Iowa Star.
Yeah, so the Iowa Star Conference did recently vote to approve Nashua Plainfield and North Butler into the Iowa Star North Division. And that takes place in 27-28. Currently, the Iowa Star has 16 schools, and it's an even 8-8 split north and south. And the conference ADs and superintendents also wanted to try and do something to also expand the Iowa Star south because it's getting a little bit out of balance is one of the reasons. But they're also probably looking at a future where the north and south act as two separate conferences. And so that there probably wouldn't be required games scheduled between north and south division opponents, but certainly they can do that to continue maybe some regional rivalries or for geographic reasons, you know, transportation and so on. So that's what led up to the Iowa Star Conference actually sending out an invitation to four schools that they thought, you know, because of geography, beds, enrollment, size, might be a good fit for the Iowa Star. And we don't know for sure where it's going to go with all the schools. It was more just, hey, here, you know, if you're interested, please let us know. So besides AGWSR, a letter was also sent out to Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, East Marshall, and Belle Plaine in regards to the Iowa Star South. So, at the last school board meeting, AGWSR school board, looked at some of those numbers, looked at enrollment, had discussion with the activities directors for the high school and junior high were there, and ultimately did vote to accept that invitation to join the Iowa Star starting in 2027.
And so now this is not completely official. You still got to get approval back from the Iowa Star, then you were saying?
Yeah, the Iowa Star superintendents have to actually vote by takes a two-thirds majority once we get that request. But I really believe that's going to be a formality because the superintendent group came to consensus to invite those four to submit a letter of interest. And so it's I would say it's more of a procedural thing, but it should just be a formality to get that approved.
All right. AGWSR Superintendent Ben Petty joining us. And so going back to that North Butler move, I know they were Iowa Star North, but they kind of went, they said some reasons why they were moving for the change, potential for cost savings, competitive market with similar sized districts, and things like that, more instructional time. And I think you did mention, distance for some of these schools between you and some of these schools, maybe a little bit less. Is that kind of similar situation maybe for you guys? I know you said more the Iowa Star reached out to you, but away from that, do you feel like some of those reasons are maybe reasons why it'd be a good fit for AGWSR to move there?
Yeah, at the board meeting, we did talk about transportation and distances. And so, when you're only looking at the NICL West schools, that's going to mean less transportation when compared to the Iowa Star South. But very often they're playing, all of the schools in the NICL. I think for basketball, they're not even doing divisions now. So when we looked at distances throughout the entire NICL and then throughout the entire Iowa Star, it's pretty similar when it comes to transportation and distances. Although certainly in the NICL West, undoubtedly you have some of those close rivals like Appleton Parkersburg and South Hardin. But it's likely that, I would assume the ADs will probably try and continue some of those schedules anyways with local schools. One of the bigger issues that the board looked at had to do with enrollment also, because when you look at beds enrollment, which is your grades 9 through 11 and how athletics are, classified, we looked at the entire NICL and the Iowa Star, and out of the 15 schools in the NICL, AGWSR is now the second smallest when it comes to the those enrollment numbers, and actually has the second largest free and reduced percentage number. So, and that does play a role sometimes as far as resources and participation of students at a younger age, and in some of those club and youth activities. So, just kind of as a whole, when it came to enrollment and competitive fit, the board thought that a move to the Iowa Star would be in the best interests long term.
So the school board has approved that. You're waiting for approval back from the Iowa Star after the initial proposal from them. And I guess when it comes to the community, has this been pretty much, are they backing this possible move here for you guys here, Ben?
Well, our ADs talked to the head coaches of various sports. And for the most part, I mean, they were either, I want to say new, none of them had indicated them they thought it would be a bad move. They were either neutral to it, but they said that actually the majority of the coaches were in favor of making that change. And as far as community input, I mean, we didn't survey the community on any, anything formally, but, you know, the school board is the official community representation. So they voted six. There was one opposed to it, but they did vote 6-1 in favor of going forward.
All right, so very good. Again, Ben Petty, AGWSR superintendent, as we talk about their likely move from the NICL to the Iowa Star Conference, the Iowa Star South, to be more specific, and that could be effective 27-28, so a couple of athletic years to get through first. But, Ben, anything else you'd like to add about this move for you guys?
Like I said, I don't know if it'll be as big a change as some people might imagine, since very often, you know, I'll use my other district, BCLUW, as an example, because they used to be an NICL up until about 4 years ago. And it probably wasn't as big of a change as some people think because, you know, well, we did think Iowa Star would be a better fit competitively overall for them as well with enrollment numbers. But also, you know, we have maintained a lot of those past rivalries and past games with NICL opponents. You know, just like BCLW, we very often play AGWSR in Grundy Center and South Hardin, those other schools that used to be in the conference. So, I don't think folks need to worry too much about losing some of those local rivalries and local games, because very often they'll still get scheduled even if they're not a conference game.